and welcome. This is James Medik speaking. You're listening to another secret from the 52 secrets my mom never told me about internet marketing. And today I want to share with you something that I read today, and I think it's really, really important if you're looking at internet marketing and selling online as a long-term endeavor. If you're just trying to get rich quick, this doesn't really apply to you. If you think that you don't have to do any work and everyone gets independently wealthy without working at internet marketing or selling online, this isn't for you. If you think that everything's easy, pie in the sky, riches, and you only have to do three things and your business turns out perfectly, this isn't for you. However, having said that, if you're serious about treating this as a business and you're looking at it long term, I want you to consider this. Now, I'm going to put this in perspective because you have to remember I started online in the 90s. That's right, last century, almost two decades ago. And one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to see is my share of trends. And what do I mean by that? Well, marketing trends. You know, in the map, the full contact blueprint map that we put together, one of the things is I've got like 40 or 50 different ways to generate traffic for your website. And if I look at that list, first of all, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Does that mean all of them work today? No, not at all. And the trends that I'm talking about are the ones that I've seen over a number of years. You know, I saw article writing. Everyone had to write articles. I saw press releases. Everyone had to do press releases. I saw ebooks. Everyone had to use like special reports / ebooks, PDFs, as the only way to do traffic. I saw SEO as the only way to do traffic. I saw, AdWords to advertise as the only way. I saw squeeze pages as the only way to do stuff. I saw, and the list goes on. Now, one of the things in the last, you know, 5-6 years that's been really, really, really heavily pushed is the whole social media aspect of, you know, building relationships, catching up with people, connecting with people. And, you know, there's kind of a big three or four that got focused on, whether it be LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook, are kind of the three sort of big ones right now. But I want you to consider that there is always an ebb and flow to the relevancy of the way that you're generating traffic to your website. And you have to be flexible to change with the flow. Now, what am I talking about? One of the things I read this morning was there's a number of brands. It was in WebPro News, and it was an article about a number of brands who are actually leaving Facebook. They actually left Facebook. They turned off their Facebook pages. They turned off their timeline. It's Deadsville. They've shut it down. Why? Well, if in the last month you hadn't noticed, lots of stuff has changed in terms of the timeline. Specifically, what content that you post, where and whom it gets shown to, and more importantly, the amount of ads and stuff that are creeping into the timeline and the pages and all of the different aspects of how Facebook has changed to make sure that their shareholders are happy. Now, what does this mean to you? You know, this whole thing of organic connections with your people that like you and follow you on Facebook and, you know, they pay attention to what you're doing. This is changing dramatically because of changes at Facebook. And there are some brands now that are actually leaving. They're going to pack it in. They've had enough. And they're going to go on to the next thing. And I've been worried about this right from the start, of course, because I saw the whole MySpace thing kind of come and go. And all of these other trends have come and gone. And I'm not saying that Facebook is a flash in the pan. It's gone. It's always going to be here. But just understand that you have to use the type of traffic or generate traffic with the tool or strategy that's appropriate for when you're doing it. And this is something that changes over time. Now, one of the things that I spent a lot of time covering in the WordPress mobile social marketing course was this whole aspect of, if you're going to do marketing or focus on generating traffic through social media, make sure that you always control the links. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's an example. Most people, I think they do it bass ackwards. Most people, what they'll do is when they post to any social media network, they will post directly to the network. They're posting to the network, and they're telling them to go to a specific place that isn't necessarily a property or a web property or a link that they control. So, for example, let's say I saw a great article on WebPro News on how Facebook is changing and some marketers are leaving. I have two things. I can actually post that to Facebook and have someone on my timeline read it, or someone on my Facebook page read it and go and see the article. That's one way of doing it. However, what you should be doing is you should add that post or information to your blog or your hub site and have your blog or hub site automatically post that identical content directly to all of the social networks, so that when someone is on a social network, they're coming back, or they have to come back, to your original post to get any of these external links. And you have a chance to engage them with all the tools that you use on your hub site or your main blog. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because, let's say, for example, I didn't do that, and I just posted to Facebook, and then Facebook, for whatever reason, turned into MySpace and disappeared. Where is that content that I spent time posting to Facebook? For all intents and purposes, it's gone. It's gone. However, if I posted it to my blog and had my blog post to the social networks, irrespective of what happens at the social networks, I will always have that content and those links on my site, one that I control. So, what's this all about right now? I want you to think long and hard about your posting strategy in terms of generating traffic. How much time are the tools and strategies that are hot right now going to last? And you have to look for the signs, like big brands leaving and changes to your own personal timeline that you've probably seen at Facebook in terms of the organic reach that you're getting with the people that are actually your customers already, or your likes or your interactions. They're not even being shown on your timeline or your newsfeed anymore. So these are things to all consider and be very, very aware of. I'm always, always, always wanting to post to my site first and have my site post to the networks so that I control the links and the content at all times. This is James Maduke speaking. I've been listening to one of the 52 secrets my mom never told me about internet marketing. Take care and expect the best.
WordPress has been an invaluable tool for many people, but it can be a headache having to handle all the stress of managing it all yourself. Now you can relax, take a load off, and focus on what you're good at. Visit fullcontactsites.com and book a time for a complimentary blogging strategy session with a WordPress expert. Learn how you can save time and money, and find out how we offer more than just WordPress hosting. Once again, that website is fullcontactsites.com.